David Foote here with the three-time Olympic gold medalist Jennifer Botterill, who's in town speaking to some young female hockey players as the Belleville Bearcats New Year's Classic continues. Thanks for taking some time for us, Jennifer.
Pleasure. Nice to be here.
So I sat in for a little bit of your talk here to these young players. What was the message overall, and why is it so important to make these trips and to share that message with young players?
Yeah, I mean, opportunities like this are very special for those of us that play, you know, had played hockey at some point, and to see the young players. I remember what it was like to be in their shoes and to be young and playing with all your friends. So, I mean, messages that I shared today were, you know, a few of them were, you know, including to be a great teammate is very important, right, for them. To think about how you can make this experience better for the people around you is something to take a lot of pride in, and to enjoy the process. You know, it does take a lot of hard work, but it's, you know, hockey's a very special game and it's a privilege to play. So hopefully for all of them too, it's enjoying that. And, you know, I shared some moments, whether it was at World Championships or Olympics, you know, as big or as intense as the moments might have been, you know, we still had a bit of that smile on our faces, you know, similar to that smile that these hockey players, young hockey players have when they hit the ice. So I think for us, it was, you know, moving on from those young experiences, but those stay with you for the rest of your life.
Finding that balance between, you know, working hard to achieve your goals and still enjoying it at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think that's the same with, you know, many things in life. It's finding things that, you know, you're passionate about, that you enjoy, and to, yeah, it's hard work. It's determination and it takes a lot of effort, but at the same time, it's saying, well, this is exactly where I want to be, right? And I think for all of us with the national team, that was an approach that we took in terms of expectations or pressure that maybe in the situation, saying, no, we're prepared, we can handle this, and then performing to the best of your ability.
You mentioned pressure, and anytime I get a chance to speak to a high caliber athlete, I like to ask about how you deal with that, how you deal with the challenges on the road to achieving your goals, because rarely is it, if ever, a smooth road.
Absolutely. And that's one thing. You know, I talked first off to these young athletes about choices that you make, that you do. You have a choice in every situation, right? And is it a challenge or is it an opportunity to rise to the occasion? And I gave a couple of examples. You know, one being, I remember not making the under-18 national team, right? And then 1 year later, I ended up making the Olympic team. So not the path I expected or anticipated. That was a big step that I thought was going to be part, you know, of my goal of making the Olympic team one day. So for these players, not every day is perfect. Not every practice is perfect or a game, right? But I said to strive for excellence, right? And I think that's something that I really resonated with, that we are going to face different challenges, but you have the tools to handle it along the way.
Chatting with the Canadian Olympian Jennifer Botterill, speaking again of pressure and dealing with what comes with wearing the maple leaf, or in the case of that jersey, Canada across your chest. We saw some unfortunate instances of some online comments and things like that directed against Max Comtois, mm-hmm. the captain of the World Junior team. Just curious if you ever felt that kind of pressure. You talked in your speech about feeling the country's support behind mm-hmm. you, but did you ever feel that sort of I guess not wanting to disappoint anybody, that sort of feeling?
You know, for sure. I mean, remember, it was very emotional for us. The first time women's hockey was in the Olympics. It was 1998 in Japan, and we fell short of our goal, right? We brought home the silver medal. You know, some people said, oh, it's still a silver medal, but that was not what we went for, right? And there were some headlines in press that said, you know, Canada's a huge disappointment or a disgrace. And, you know, today is a very different society in terms of reaching players, in terms of social media, where it's a lot more personal and you can reach people. So, you know, certainly it's a very unfortunate in terms of some of that communication towards the World Junior players. But certainly looking back, there was some negative feedback for our team, but learning to be resilient and to know, you know, what's right and what's wrong. And in the end, I think many Canadians still supported us and you sort of gained some perspective.
Well, and you mentioned the disappointment of Nagano, but look what happened from that, right? You guys were able to rattle off a few championships and on home ice as well, which I would say makes up for that.
Right. And I actually, one of the young athletes today just asked, you know what, do you have one medal that's the most special? And I said, well, every Olympics is unique for sure. And some of my teammates would say, well, how can you pick a favorite Olympic medal? But if you did have to pick one, it's likely that one from 2010, you know, where we had the chance to play. The crowds were incredible. And just the atmosphere, you know, in an Olympic Games in your home country, is a pretty unique and special experience. And when I look back, that's, you know, people ask your favorite game, and I think it would have to be that gold medal game in Vancouver.
Yeah, no doubt, a fun one for the fans as well. Yes. To watch, obviously. I wanted to ask about opportunities for women in hockey nowadays. Mm-hmm. They seem to be growing. A former teammate of yours made some pretty big headlines recently with Haley Wickenheiser being named to the front office in Toronto with a job there.
Yes.
What do those types of appointments mean to young women in hockey?
You know what? I think it's been great to see, and people breaking new boundaries and new barriers. And, you know, I was just telling a story yesterday, and I said, you know, when you compare it to the women's game and the growth and the evolution, you know, I said, in North America, certainly the game has grown so much in 15 or 20 years. And I said, not every girl in Canada or the U.S. has to play hockey, but I love that it's a choice now. And if you look at whether it's coaching roles, or I've had the privilege to do some broadcasting roles and an analyst role and standing between the benches, and, you know, AJ Malesko has done some color commentary for NBC, and, you know, and I say that for the same for broadcasting. Hopefully one day it'll be the same case. Not everybody has to, not, you know, whatever your gender is, you don't have to, but hopefully it's a choice for everybody, no matter what the role.
And women's hockey is growing in popularity as well. I was watching a bit of the CWHL game today on TV, so obviously those opportunities are coming more and more.
I'm covering the game tomorrow that I'm looking forward to in terms of the league. I just spoke to the commissioner, Jana Hefford, who's a player that I played with. And again, I think another individual who was inducted to the Hall of Fame, the Hockey Hall of Fame, just this year. And she's commissioner of the league. She has three kids. So in terms of, again, setting new standards, she's certainly an inspiration. And it's great to see. I think the games continue to grow. And I think taking all the right strides.
And lastly, just to bring it back to the grassroots, 67 teams in this tournament here in Belleville.
Yes.
It's been going on for 40-plus years.
Yes.
What do tournaments like this mean to young hockey players and to the game?
They're great. I still remember. I mean, if you've got a special tournament to go to in youth hockey, I still remember them, right? And if it was a travel tournament, we lived in Winnipeg, we traveled south or whatever direction we went. Sometimes we went west. And I can still remember clearly those hotels that you stayed in or the rinks that you played in. And so to meet, you know, like I said, some of these young athletes today, their families, their siblings that are here, these are special memories. And I think back to the girls that I played youth hockey with, and, you know, some were done after high school, you know, some played university hockey. I had the chance to go on and play internationally, but all of us look back and feel like it was such a special part of our lives. And, you know, whether it was moving on to have family or careers or whatever it was, I think hockey teaches you a lot of life lessons that stay with you forever.
Now, this is kind of where it all starts, and you were able to share some of those lessons today and with us as well. Thanks so much for taking some time for us.
Great. Nice to chat with you.